In Jesus' name, amen. First Timothy chapter 4. These things command and teach. Let no man despise thy youth. Let no man despise thy youth. Paul is giving out some very important instructions to his son Timothy, and Timothy is supposedly that young guy who had been given some responsibility in the land of Ephesus to be also Paul's disciple, was sent over to Crete while leaving Timothy at Ephesus. And there's a very clear instruction that Paul is giving to Timothy. So let no man despise your youth. Don't allow anyone disdain, look down upon, talk against, mock. So, for you doing well in the days of your youth. So, you have to be very circumspect. Be focused on whatever it is that God wants you to do. You see, a very common trait of youthfulness is emotional instability. Youthfulness, many of the times, you might see some childlike traits in there. So, you find yourself become emotionally unstable. It means you need to be pampered before you go to class. Or maybe you also need to be begged before you actually do what you know you are supposed to do. Or sometimes you could just find yourself become affected by many things that happen around. I got to stay with my grandfather and I watched how he related to issues. That's when I knew he was really a grandfather. Because something that is happening around that you expect him to jump on and get very angry about and fuss about and talk about, you just find him very calm and calculated. He has seen it all. Yeah, quite elderly. You find them telling younger folks, relax. Yeah. They'll tell you, don't handle it with your emotions. Handle it more technically. It's actually a sign of maturity. So whenever you are youthful, you are more likely to be emotionally unstable. I mean, how can you fall in love with a guy and the guy does something to you, so you can't study, you can't eat, you are always crying because the guy did something to you? Rate of youthfulness. Now, I'm going to be talking about Be Thou an Example. That's why I'm trying to touch on this very quickly. Then we can look at Be Thou an Example. So, a very important trait that I want you to grow over is that state of being emotionally unstable. Something happens, the least thing, you are in tears. The least thing, my heart is broken. I'm crying. I don't know what to do. I'm confused. Why should you be confused? Why should you be confused? Okay, maybe the issue demands confusion. But you never should be confused. You have God's Spirit. So, you find out that you're discipling somebody and the person is saying that, I don't like discipleship. And from today, I give myself out of discipleship. I'm not interested in discipleship any longer. And you realize that you become so emotional that other people that you are discipling, it begins to affect them negatively. No. Keep track of your emotions. Have emotions that are consistent with God's word every single time. Don't be somebody that's an emotional roller coaster individual. Have you ever seen a lot of times old men about 70, 75 saying that, hey, demonstration. And we're going to break river screens and we're going to burn down buildings. Everybody, 75, 70 and above. After 70, we're all... No, they don't have that time. In fact, even if they had the strength, a wise 70-year-old man will not involve himself in that. Because he will know that how to solve situations amicably or without causing damage, there is a way to do that. You don't need to break things. You don't need to spoil people's cars. You don't need to pull down buildings. You don't need to burn down people's properties before you can communicate whatever it is you want to communicate. So, there is a manner of how that you ought to comport yourself. At everything, there's a manner, there's a way you go about it that will make people not despise your youthfulness. Because many times every older person might say, he's youthful, let's just allow him, he's going to grow up very soon and come into his senses. So you see that the prodigal son, who must have been youthful, my properties that are mine, hand them over to me. I need them now. And the father is saying, what are you going to do with your property? Is that the, please, it's none of your business. Just give me my property. Let me go. That's the sign of being youthful. He takes the properties. Then he goes into drinking. Goes into smoking. Goes into partying. Until he blows out all the money that has been given to him. Now he now goes to eat with pigs. To dine with swines. Then he now remembers that, I have a father. Let me go back to him. So yes, he is prodigal. It means he is wasteful. But yet still, I believe that he was youthful. He had a trait of youthfulness. Because he goes to spend it on girls, spend it on drinking, enjoys his life. Today he's at Moving Peak, tomorrow he's smoking, tomorrow he's at whatever. If it was a girl, today she's at, her friend's party. Tomorrow she's wearing some short, skinny, skimpy dress on the side. She's having like four boyfriends. It's just the same times people are going to despise you because of those traits. They're going to despise you because of those traits. That's why people who have stayed longer in a marriage, at a point in time, they get to understand themselves more. If only the fear of the Lord is in them. Because many times you are youthful from the beginning. You're youthful from the beginning. In fact, you are still getting to know one another. And that comes with quite some experience on hand. So by the time you get to know, you say, this is my wife. You know, just, she likes oats without milk. You know, don't put milk on the table. Because when you put milk on the table, she's not going to agree. But that must have come after 20 years of staying together in marriage. Of consistently having arguments as to why milk cannot be on the table. And why she doesn't want to have milk by her side when she's eating oats. Yeah? So, there is something that maturity will do to you. Now, I'm not talking about just maturity in age. Maturity, oftentimes, when I say maturity, is growing rightly in the Word of God and in His precepts. So, if you don't want people to despise your youth, then you're going to have to be something so they don't despise it. Because if you are an emotional rag, something happens and you need to break the TV before we can now understand what you're trying to tell us. Like, then we now have to say, it means there's something about you that will make us despise you as a youth. Make us look down on you. Make us say, let's not take this individual seriously. You are late for every meeting. Every meeting we'll find out you are late. How would you want us not to say, this person, we need to despise and disdain and look down on this person? So, Paul is telling Timothy, he says, don't allow this happen. Then Paul shows Timothy an excellent way so that he will not allow people look down on him. So that looking down is not something you insist, it's something you become. Then he now says, be thou an example. So you're going to become an example of something. Talk down on you. Look down on you. Say things on you that are not right. Beat you down. Tell you are of no essence. There's something you will become that will create that sense of dignity around you. When you become an example to other believers. So this means that Timothy, who was a man of God, should set an example in what you say. An example. Do you just talk anyhow? Remember, if they're not going to despise your youth, disdain you, look down on you and say you're just a foolish young boy, you don't know what you're talking about, shut up and listen to what I have to say. Well, if that's not what you're going to expect from them, then it means that you will now have to be that example. So what are the examples? You should be an example in what you say. What are you saying? You insult everybody. You tell lies. You speak anyhow. Something that somebody has not done, you say the person has done. Something that somebody has done, you say the person has not done. How are you going to be that example? He says, be an example in word. It's not in the Bible. I'm just telling you some of the things you can be examples in your words. Don't talk anyhow. Don't use any kind of word. See, I don't expect any of you to have words like kwasia, those kind of things. No, you're going to be an example in your words. You're not going to have filth proceed from your mouth. Don't tell lies. When you see that somebody is saying the seed like that, don't tell lies. Don't say you did something but you didn't do it. You know very well you didn't do it. How are you going to be an example to others so they don't disdain and despise your youth? Hey, if you don't tell lies, nobody can catch you. Hey, nobody can do anything if you don't tell lies. What can they do to you? What can they do? Why should you lie? See, sometimes I feel like when I lie, I feel like you are God enough. But because you are not God, I can tell you the truth. So don't be caught at the point where you are jittery and you have to tell a very chronic lie. Eh? Don't be caught at that point. Don't be caught at that point. See, don't see anybody as God enough for you to tell them a lie. It's only, even God, you can't lie to him. So don't lie to anybody. Nobody deserves a lie from you. It's like me, I have a very thorough understanding of how when you lie to someone, it means that you fear the person so much that you can't tell the person what the truth is. It's like you fear, like you are my God. I can't but say something that you are not my God. I'll just tell you the truth. You kill me. Okay, kill me. You just tell the truth every time. Eh? Don't fear men like that enough to lie. It means that you don't even fear God, because God's saying that you shouldn't lie. Don't lie. So did you do it? Say, yes, please, I did it. But you know very well you didn't do it. You know very well you didn't. Why are you lying? I have a very strong conscience with God. Because even if I lie, it means that now I have to go to God and now have to explain. Thank God. So I don't want to have those explanations with God. So I'll rather tell you the truth. So when I go, I have peace with God. Holy Spirit just telling me, Pascal, you didn't know just that. So we have a very good relationship. Something. Eh? Mean what you say. That is how men are going to look at you, and you will be an example to them. Don't slander people. Eh? Don't go and talk about somebody. Eh? Have you seen this person? Hey, this person found you. Hey, eh? This person has done this. Hey, have you heard? Eh? This person has. No. Don't slander. Don't talk down on people. Is that you? say in those things, in the things that you say, be an example. When you say, "Pastor, you're my pastor," mean it. Hey, me, I don't know how to lie to people. If you're not my pastor, you're not my pastor. I'm telling you, I don't know how to lie. Like, I don't know how to do things that will make people happy. I don't know how to do those things. Have you ever seen me calling anybody Papa before? I don't do those things. If you're not my pastor, you're not my pastor. I don't have to say, I don't like to ascribe things I don't say things I don't mean. Yeah, I don't say things I don't mean. If you find me say something, it means I mean it. Yeah. And I say things I have in my mind. Well, not all. Many times I don't hide a lot of things. Especially when I'm led to say it. Maybe, but sometimes I'm not led to say it. So you're going to be an example. Are you listening? You're going to be an example in the things that you say. Don't gossip about anyone. Don't say negative things about people. Don't slander people. Don't go and say something about somebody that you know you're not sure about. I'm not sure. Why are you saying it? Then when they catch you, then you now say, oh, then you don't become an example. But you're going to become an example. That's why I'm teaching you this. So in the things that you say, in the things that you say, in the things that you say. Peter wasn't an example when, you know, he was caught unawares. He swore that he never knew Jesus. Till today, we still see that thing was not an example. So you're going to be an example in the things that you say, in the things that you do. That's conduct. So being an example of the things that you say, which is word, your words. Don't insult. Use very funny, silly words. Don't use them. According with Jimmy Power, why do you have to say that? Why do you have to talk that? No, don't be known for those utterances. So you're also going to be an example in the things that you do, in your conduct. In your conduct. In the way you conduct yourself. The things that you do. The decisions that you make. The words that proceed from your mouth. In your conduct. The way you conduct yourself. In your conduct. In your conduct. Know how to carry yourself around. You can ask anybody. I'm giving you that free chance. You can ask anybody who knows me. Ask anybody. From JHS, SHS, university days, my classmates. You would never find them have an issue with my conduct. You can ask any of them. You can just ask, how is he like? Let me tell you what they'll say. He doesn't like to talk. Yeah. Yeah. That's the only thing you'll find them maybe saying. It's like he doesn't like to talk. And he's very quiet and he's always to himself. That's the only thing they'll say about me. That's the only thing. Oh, Pascal, we know him. I've been in class for people for several. Now, I'm not saying you should do that, but that was me before. I've been in class for several, and I've never spoken to them hands-on. Like, I choose my friends cautiously. Like, when I say this person is my friend, means he's my friend. He's not my friend, he's not my friend. So I know how to carry myself around. There's not a time you see me get, you never find me like that. Yeah. I've been discipling, loving people, following up on them, everything. Let it not be named amongst you that you had certain conducts that were wrong. Before you realize you are discipling somebody, but you have something to do with them. Have God's fear. Paul is telling Timothy, you see these children you see around, the ladies, see them like your sisters. Me, I don't see them even like my sisters. I see them like my children. Many times that's how I see ladies. Yeah, like my children. When I see them, I feel like they're my children. Yeah. I don't have anything against them. So, in our conduct, yeah, that's what I could say. I mean, in conduct, so you're also going to see in this manner. Are you listening? Yes, you're going to see in this manner. I see all of you like my children. Every female, male, everybody like my children. That's how I see them. In your conduct, you are very careful. Because when they look at me, they feel like I'm too young. But when they look at my conduct, they're feeling like this guy must be very mature. Yeah, I never tell people how old I am. Yeah, I never. If you know, that's your own case. I never tell people how old I am. Because before I tell them, so you are too, and you are, my own mother has called me before. And she said, sit down, you are not. She said, why are you behaving like an adult? Yeah, you can ask my mom, she'll tell you. She said, why are you behaving like an adult? So you are behaving like an adult. Yeah. The first time we had meetings and she was there and she saw the way I was dealing with the people and all, she said, come and sit down. You are behaving like you're an adult. Your conduct. Yeah, I know how my mother even looks into my eyes. She doesn't look into my eyes like, hey, that's my 12-year-old son. Hey, come and sit down, my 12-year-old son. Not because I want her to do that, but it's because I've gained some respect from her. You can see the honor with which she looks into my eyes with. That's because I've been able to control. I've been able to conduct myself wisely. Yeah. Even my father. When everybody is telling, including his senior brothers, they're trying to tell him, please, don't do that. He will not listen. But when I call, sometimes they'll tell me, I can't imagine, they'll call me and tell me that, Pascal, can you speak to your father concerning this? Before I now pick a phone, call my dad and say, oh, daddy, please, because of this and 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 this, I think we should and you see that he would stop. But I'm supposed to be that young person. So you're going to have great influence on men's hearts because you are going to be a worthy example. In the way you solve issues, the way you deal with things. Oh, he's young. That's why. Never conduct yourself like that. He's young. That's why. No. We're going to conduct ourselves wisely. So he's saying, be thou an example. An example. An example. It means you control also your emotions. don't just get angry. No, look at the situation. Look at it, flip it over to the other side, flip it over to the next side. See what the situation is saying. See how you can understand what is happening in the situation. If it demands that you get angry, then you get angry. Sometimes there's no demand, there's no need to get angry. In your emotions, be firm. Yeah, you are firm. Your yes is your yes. No, no. Do this. That's all. Right? In what you do, your conduct, in what you say, your words. He says, be thou an example. I'm going to give you some more. Just one more, and then we'll look at some other more, maybe tomorrow when we meet. Be an example. Be an example. You know? Respect for you automatically goes down when we see a bottle on your lips, or cigarettes on your lips. It's true. Don't let anybody deceive you. Respect goes a little down. It just goes down a bit. Like, this person needs help. That's how we actually see you. Or your trousers sagging on your whatever. It just goes down. This guy needs help. We need to help him. No. Be an example in conduct. What I'm telling you, you can ask my siblings, my whatever. Yeah. My siblings, none of them have disrespected me before. Yeah. Sometimes I even have to beg them. Say, please, you can come to me. Come to me. I'm your big brother. Come to me. When they see me, they all say, hey, Pascal is coming. Meanwhile, I don't shout on them. I don't say anything. And when I say, hey, all of you should come and sit in my room. You see that they are sitting there 5 minutes, 10 minutes, then they all want to go. Say, why do you want? Sometimes I'm smiling. Why do you want to go? Say, Pascal, please, you want to go and play? I said, but you can play here. You see, it's not being too tight. It's just knowing how to conduct yourself. So when something happens, they come to me, and when it's a serious matter, they come to me and say, Pascal, please, this and this and this and this. An example in your conduct. At your workplace, be an example in your conduct. Eh? Be an example in your conduct. Don't steal. Don't talk about people. Come early. Do your work. Do your work. Don't go and do someone's work. Do the work they've given you to do. Do it. Meet your deadlines. Be an example. Are you listening? Be an example. Let's not hear negative things about you at your workplace, and negative things about you at your school, and negative things about you at your whatever classroom. Everywhere is an opportunity for you to be an example. Be an example. Be an example. Work hardest wherever you are. Work hardest. Don't let anybody tell you that, hey, the monkey they work, babu they chop. Only fools talk like that. I can tell you. And only those who are not going anywhere, they are those who talk like that. Hey, monkey they work, babu they chop. Pastor, but we are the ones I probably work more than any of you, I can tell you. You have no idea. Many things I do, you have no idea. He's there, he's just there. He's just there. He doesn't do anything. He's just there. A boss is just there. Boss, he doesn't do. He just comes to work at 11. And he does whatever. I have a tighter schedule than anybody here. I can assure you. I'm not lying to you. say, yeah, this is hey, be an example. Dress well. Dress well. Be an example. If your disciples saw you where you were going, would you be happy? Would you be happy? Would you be happy? You dress anyhow. You show revealing parts. Anyhow. No, there should be that fear of the Lord around you. Are you listening? There has to be that fear of the Lord around you. Your clothes are decent. They are modest. There's a craze of this generation. Don't let it fall on you. Modest. You can look shining. Nobody says don't look, but be modest. You can look very handsome, but be modest. So in conduct, you know how to conduct yourself. Know how to talk to people in word. And when you do this, nobody's going to despise your youth. Nobody. Nobody. Nobody's going to call you young fellows. He's a youthful person. Let's not forget about him. Forget about him. He's just excited. He's just happy. He's going to dwindle off very soon. No. No. Are you listening? So make sure that all of these things are working around you. You are putting all of these things. I'm not saying everybody's perfect, but I'm teaching you so you can grow rightly. In conduct, in your services, when you come for services, how do you conduct yourself? Are you following? Or you are urinating 10 times? Every 1 hour, go to the washroom. 30 minutes, washroom. Your phone is beeping here and there, ringing here and there. You come in with no pen, no book, no Bible. You just come in, you just conduct. Conduct. How are you going to be an example? So, in discipleships, you're going to also strive to be a good example in conduct. Good example. Good example. Good example. What I'm telling you, you can ask anybody that knows me, my family members, close distance, you can ask them. All of them, they have love for me. Yeah, and they have very great respect for me. Because I know how to conduct. How to talk. I won't say anything that's not worthy to be said. I know how to keep quiet when I have to keep quiet. I know it. I know how to argue. I know not to argue when I'm not supposed to argue. In conduct. God's going to help you to be a good example at whatever it is you're doing. In your academics, be a good example. Study. Go to class. Burn the midnight oil. Spend time on your books. You only have that. Just study. Do what you can do. Study very hard. Be a good example. Everywhere you find yourself, in whatever it is that you do, make sure that you have very, very good conduct. But every time in your conduct, you must ensure this happens. Father, we thank you for tonight. And thank you for what you're doing. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we are not being intimidated by our youthfulness. We're not going to be intimidated by our youthfulness. We're not going to be intimidated by our youthfulness. Not going to be intimidated by our youthfulness. We're going to be effective in our youth. We're going to get more in our youth. We're going to amount to much in our youth. God is going to be faithful to us as we remain faithful to Him, even while we're young. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that everybody's being an example. We know how to respect elders. We know how to speak to elders. We know how to respect people who are ahead of us. We know how to honor people that are ahead of us. We love to do it. We know how to recognize the presence of people who are doing much, and people who are mounting to much, and people who are older. We don't talk to older people anyhow. We know how to do this. We have excellent conduct in the things that we say. We have excellent words in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that we are being worthy examples. Worthy examples. Worthy examples. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen.